Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where local businesses and services tell their stories. I'm Randy Bushover. You have one of those to share? Send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Kevin Murphy, who is Northeast Region Executive and Business Banking Buffalo Market President with Bank of America, and appreciate your being here. A little bit about your background. How did you start in the business, so to speak?
Well, sure, and thanks very much for having me. I grew up in Connecticut and ended up starting with the Legacy Fleet Bank in Connecticut, and spent a number of years in Connecticut, and then in 2004, I was asked to come up to Buffalo to take over the commercial bank operations for what was then Fleet. But as coincidence would have it, by the time I got to Buffalo, Fleet had merged with Bank of America. So been in Buffalo since 2004, and except for the first month, it's been under the Bank of America banner ever since then.
Yeah, and a lot of changes. Like you just mentioned, the previous name for what is now Bank of America. And it's kind of interesting how everything's kind of folded together, even in the short time you've been here.
Yeah, I mean, the banks did go through a significant period of mergers that has slowed markedly in the last couple of years, and you have the big sort of national banks, us, Wells, Citi, Chase, but we're now starting to see more of the mergers amongst the smaller banks. But yeah, there was a period of rapid consolidation. It slowed down, and now it seems to be picking up again.
And with the dual titles, as it were, numerous responsibilities. So break it down from the Buffalo Market President aspect first, if you would.
Sure. So our CEO, Brian Moynihan, probably about 10, 12 years ago, decided to really make an emphasis and named market presidents for about 90 of the markets that Bank of America is in. And his idea was that in most of these markets, we have very number of business lines, and he wanted somebody to be in charge and coordinating the efforts of all the different business lines of the bank in a given market. So the market president's role is really a coordinating role, making sure that we're delivering for the community, that we're operating as one company and not various disparate business lines.
And I'm guessing that coordination aspect continues with the job that you also have, the role that you also have as Northeast Region Business Executive.
Yeah, so in that capacity, I have the privilege of leading our business banking franchise, which is our operation lending and providing services to small and medium-sized businesses, all of them privately held throughout the Northeast. So we have teams scattered in most every city of size, 100,000 or greater. And for us, in that capacity, it's really important to be local. So we are local in every market that we serve for the business banking franchise.
As far as the footprint in Buffalo, how many branches are we talking?
Yeah, so we have 21 branches, 46 ATM, excuse me. And we have essentially four locations. We have our contact center, which just moved to Elma. We have two Merrill Lynch offices, and then we have our corporate headquarters at 10 Fountain Plaza in downtown Buffalo.
And I don't know if it's something that I'm jumping the gun on here asking, but potential for growth in any of those areas, branches and or ATMs?
Well, it's a very interesting question. I would say on the consumer side, what we've noticed probably over the last 5 to 7 years is tremendous adoption of the mobile platform. So today, most consumers want to do business with the bank on their terms, on their time frame, when it's convenient for them. And the mobile business, the mobile application that we have really allows customers to do the vast majority of their business with a bank on their phones. And so what we've seen is the traffic volume in the branches has gone down dramatically, but the activity in terms of mobile has picked up geometrically. So we're balancing the need to have the physical presence, but our customers are voting with their fingers, so to speak, and doing a lot of their business with us remotely over their phone. So we'll have to see how that plays out. There'll always be a need for branches. We'll always have ATMs. The question is how many as more and more customers migrate towards doing business with us electronically.
Yeah, I was going to say, again, referencing the fact that you've been here a while and all these changes, necessarily you still have to physically have a place to put the money that is either invested or saved, or you know, whether it's a savings account, checking account, right?
Absolutely. There's clearly always a need for branches. It is interesting, though, that I would tell you that, again, if you look at the data, the use of money is going down dramatically.
Well, right, yeah, that's changed, too.
People are paying with their phones. I mean, if you go to Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts or Tim Hortons, you know, people just want their phone, and that's how they pay for their coffee or their bagel or what have you. And that's going on throughout the retail environment today. And so whether it's credit card or paying with your Apple Wallet, so actually what we're seeing is the use of cash is continuing to diminish, which is kind of an interesting trend. And our sense is those trends will continue. But yes, you're right. You do always need the physical presence. And there are a number of products, whether it's a mortgage product or a car loan or you want to set up a savings account for your kids, where you need that personal advice and you want to talk to somebody about what the options are. And for those products and many others, for that reason, we'll always have a physical presence.
Speaking with Kevin Murphy, who is Buffalo Market President and Northeast Regional Business Executive with Bank of America, this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. Certainly, plenty of options. Like other markets that Bank of America is in, there are other financial institutions. But as far as what Bank of America does, what sets you apart for the services that you offer clients here?
Well, a couple of things. I would say, we are a global bank, a large bank that has tremendous resources and capabilities, but importantly, all delivered locally. So we have 750 associates here in Buffalo, and they're serving our consumer customers, they're serving our business customers. So we really do strive to be the local bank, but delivering a huge array of products and services. I would also note that, we just touched on the electronic and the mobile applications. We as a bank have invested a tremendous amount in that product set, and the customers love it. They are adapting it at high rates, and as I said, more and more of our clients are choosing to do business with us electronically because it's easy, it's simple, it's fast, it's convenient.
Understand that Bank of America has what's referred to as a private bank team to specifically serve upstate, including Buffalo. First of all, what is a private bank team, and what does that specifically do?
Sure. Well, so on the consumer side, we have our branches, and then we have a very strong established Merrill Lynch presence here in Buffalo that serves some of the needs of what I'll call the mass affluent, higher wealth individuals. And then the private bank is really designed to complement the Merrill Lynch presence and serve generational wealth clients, the people that have complex trust estate planning needs, unique portfolios of assets, whether it's ranch holdings, portfolios of art, the need to finance private aircraft. So it's really designed to allow us to serve the entire array of consumers, whatever their needs might be. We have that team here in Buffalo in person ready to serve them.
As far as Buffalo's economy, what do you see as Bank of America's place in this?
Well, clearly, I think, whether it's on the consumer side or the business side, we want to facilitate and help businesses and individuals be successful in their financial needs, their financial planning. We see ourselves being a facilitator for the current positive trends in Buffalo, and whether that's helping individuals plan for their retirement or helping large locally headquartered companies expand globally and everything in between. So to the extent that individuals and businesses can be more successful through our products and services, then we feel like we're helping the local economy grow.
Larger scale, certainly a lot of talk about Buffalo development and in particular the downtown area. Mm-hmm. Bank of America have a role to play in that or about to have a role in that?
Well, we finance a lot of small, medium, and large companies. And, to the extent that they're expanding locally, we are actively involved with them. So we have a number of clients that have presence in Buffalo, in the city of Buffalo, even in the first ring suburbs. But within Buffalo, we have a number of clients that are seeking to expand their facilities. They're growing. It's a great story. And we're there to finance them and provide whatever services they need. So, yeah, we are playing a role in that capacity. And it's great to see. I mean, if you came here 15 years as I did, downtown Buffalo looked much different back then. And you know, you only have to go to the waterfront on a Saturday afternoon in the summer to see how vibrant and how active and how populated it is, which is a far cry from where it was 15 years ago.
Absolutely. And along with that, partnerships that you've established?
Sure. Well, you know, we try to be a responsible corporate citizen. That is very much in our culture, and that means giving back to the community. So we, you know, I'm proud to say that we have, over the last 5 years, given over $2.6 million to local charities and not-for-profits. You know, we deal with a lot of the names that everybody knows, but some of the ones would be the Buffalo Olmsted Conservancy, the United Way, the Boys and Girls Club, amongst many others. So we really try to be active in that space and help those very worthwhile local institutions.
And you mentioned broad terms, helping out small, medium, large businesses, but the actual consumers, is there a concern about maybe demographically, maybe the aging of the clientele that you have, or is that not an issue because necessarily you always have people growing up doing their first savings, that sort of thing, and perhaps doing it with Bank of America?
Yeah, it's, well, we try to serve all the communities. I mean, interestingly, you know, we are very active on the millennial side. We set up shop at UB for their student rush, and we find that a lot of the incoming freshmen, they want that mobile application. The younger folks don't like or don't have the propensity to walk into bank to branches. They want to do everything on their phones, and anybody with kids, I think, can appreciate that. But interestingly, you know, even with the older population, what we're seeing is many of the older population, you know, they're not comfortable driving anymore, and really the mobile application in many cases is a great idea for them. I mean, if it's 6 inches of snow outside and you're 85 years old, do you really want to get in your car and go down and deposit that check when you can take a picture of it on your phone and make it happen? So we are seeing increasingly adoption for the older generations as they come to understand how convenient this can be, and it can preclude the need for getting out on a bad day.
Yeah, and any concerns at all about the changing nature of currency? We probably could have talked about that earlier because, you know, first of all, I have the conversations with certain millennial-type ages here about carrying money and being made fun of because I actually carry money.
Yeah.
But at the same time, things like Bitcoin or whatever kind of cryptocurrency might be out there.
Yeah, we as an institution have publicly stated that we're not going to get involved in the Bitcoins and the many derivatives and similar entities. So we're sticking to the traditional credit card, payment vehicles that are well established and well recognized, as well as cash. Although, as we did just discuss, cash seems to be diminishing. And certainly, you're absolutely right. The millennials today, relative to our generation, certainly seem to carry a lot less cash, if they carry any at all.
And continuing forward, the commitment level to the region, what are we looking at here from Bank of America standpoint?
We're very bullish on Buffalo. We like the business community. We like the demographics. We continue to grow our presence here. We've added a number of commercial bankers over the last couple of years to handle the needs of small and medium-sized businesses, as well as the largest of the businesses. We'll continue to be very active in the not-for-profit community with our contributions. Back to the responsible corporate citizen, I'd also mention that, you know, our employees, our associates, average about 1,000 volunteer hours a year. We are very active. We encourage our associates to volunteer, and many of them are on boards and helping, as I mentioned, a lot of the not-for-profits that are well-known names in the Buffalo community.
Well, considering all the hats you wear, Kevin, very much appreciate you taking the time to spend a few minutes here with us.
Well, happy to do it, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about this. Thank you.
Kevin Murphy, Buffalo Market President, also Northeast Regional Business Executive with Bank of America. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.